You may be having allergic reactions to food that you are eating. And these reactions may be food that you have actually eaten and enjoyed your entire life. I'd like to invite you to engage an investigation with the help of another person. So to do this, you'll need to ask your spouse or a friend to help you out. And the help that they're going to give to you is to help you muscle test all of the foods that are currently in your kitchen. So find a friend, and what the friend is going to do is to help you muscle test each of the foods in your kitchen. Here's the way the muscle test can work. You will hold your arm out straight and level to the ground. So in essence, your arm is extended straight out and is parallel to the ground. In other words, there's a 45-degree angle between your trunk and your arm. So your arm, you can use your right arm or your left, or you can alternate if you have a number of foods to check. You put your arm straight out, level to the ground, and the person who is helping you will push your arm down. If there's strong resistance, then the issue is, yes, this substance is good for my body. My body likes this substance. If there's absolutely no resistance at all, then the answer is that substance is not good for the body. The body does not like that substance. So get to work. Go into the kitchen. Bring your friend with you. And simply begin to place each food item that is in your cupboard, no matter how recently you might have eaten it, in one hand, in the hand that you're not using for your muscle testing. And then have the friend who is helping you push your arm down. So take the first item, whatever that is, hold it in one hand, and have your friend push your arm down. If there's a strong force so that your arm is strong, it means that food is good for your body. Put the food down. Put it back in its place and take the next food that you come to, wherever it is in your cupboard, and test the next food. Same process. You simply put the next food in one hand and with the other arm muscle test it. If there's a lot of strength, the food is good. Your body likes it. No problem. If when your friend pushes your arm down, there's basically no resistance at all, no strength at all, that food is not something that needs to be placed and inserted into your body. It needs to be put on the do not eat list. Now, this assignment will take a while because I'm going to invite you to go through your entire cupboard and your refrigerator. Yes, it will take some time. Yes, it will be tedious. Yes, you may want to take some breaks because your arm may get tired. But treat your friend to something special. Perhaps you need to take a break and go visit someplace fun, but come back and go through all of the food in your cupboard and in your kitchen. Test everything out. You may find that the most unsuspecting food is a food that's causing severe allergic reactions, and those reactions are making havoc out of the balance of your hormones in your body. The solution for you and being able to restore yourself to full health and wellness is, of course, to eliminate that particular food or those foods that you discover you are allergic to from your regular diet. Take the time, allocate the energy, do the tests. They will be worth it, I promise.